It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
What's going on, yeah? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
It's word.
Welcome back, Darren Copeland. Big Buzz. Alex.
Hey there.
This is Snow.
No.
The best part of this, I wish I could have a video. You guys were doing that in the same thing. You guys had the head bob.
Like Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
This is like a, this should be a brackets busted song. My back of president, I don't know what I'm going to do in the morning. I'm having breakfast now. I had Arizona go to want to win the whole thing.
Oh, we got to come up now. With a dance for it, though.
The Informer?
A dance for it.
For The Informer.
Yeah.
Like well, sneaking into the police office?
He hasn't heard your Dougie.
Oh, have you heard my Dougie?
I didn't get a chance to hear your Dougie, no.
Well, see, here's the thing is I don't remember exactly what I was saying. I freestyled it yesterday. Do you have it? Can you actually replay it?
I can get it. I'll get up here in a second.
Okay. You can turn
I'm very curious. I'm very curious.
So we were talking about songs. Well, yesterday we were talking about songs.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about all that. I mean, we, you know, come on. First of all, I'm a little... Okay. Stop. Focus. That's how I get you, right? But first...
Yeah.
Stage right even. All right. I'm angry about soccer not being on the television, and you say Kentucky, Kansas. Okay. We'll fight about that later. We still have a couple minutes.
It's Kentucky, UCLA. There's a one-point game. It's a game that matters, and it's a game that most people care about. And you want to watch a soccer match between the United States and some
other
country.
We are U.S. Americans, man. They're soccer games.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch
soccer?
Okay,
we talked about this yesterday, too. First of all, we don't say nil, okay?
I do when I play tennis. You say nil.
Love.
I always say nil.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, I don't play tennis very often.
I even watch tennis on TV sometimes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because, come on, the Russians. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Love. So love.
Okay.
Is always there. And you know what else?
What?
It'll keep you together.
It will.
So anyway, what else we were talking about yesterday was songs that teach you how to do their dance in the song.
Right.
And so, like, for instance, you know, The Twist.
Come on, baby. Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay. Teaches you how to do The Twist.
Yep.
Shake, you know, take you by your, you know, do like, go, you know, up and down and back and forth and go, whatever.
It's like a fast version of the Hokey Pokey.
Kinda, yeah. And so, I mean, there's other ones. But one of the ones that we were talking about was the Dougie. And right now what you should do is you go look up Kate Upton doing the Dougie on YouTube and then put it on our Facebook page.
Kate Upton doing the Dougie?
Yes.
Okay.
Kate Upton doing the Dougie.
All right.
Listen, man, I'm telling you that if you go under, and if you are at home, by the way, 303-831-1340, if you want to call us here at Mile High Sports Radio, seriously, we won't bite hard. Sir, that was my. That was
this
my...
at the? Was it? Was this at the? At the Clippers game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes. All right. And so, I mean, she's just. You know who Kate Upton is, don't you?
Yeah. Now that I see her, I do.
Sports Illustrated.
She's pretty
cover.
Hot. Yeah.
Teach me how to Dougie. 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 All my friends love it, and it teach me how to Dougie. Right.
She's pretty adorable doing this.
Yes. Let me see here. Give me just a little.
Give me a little sugar.
Give me a little sugar.
Give me a little sugar.
Oh, yeah, so she's still doing it.
Yeah,
like,
I know. She's getting into it, too. She's
There's another one where she does it. Like, there's another one where she's full on doing it.
Here's the thing. Kate Upton could just sit there and do, like, the Carlton and still be adorable. Like, I don't care what she does. She's going to look good doing it.
You know what? Do you know what I wish she would be doing?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember The Man Show? Well, that's because she's doing it. That's how she's doing it. Teach me how to Dougie. Put that on our Facebook.
I'm going to.
It's Facebook, Darren Copeland Experience page. And while you're there, you know, say hello, like the page, you know, like, I mean, you know, we're not going to send out too much stuff. I mean, we're not going to send out really anything. I mean, we're just going to send out funness.
Yeah, just funness. That's all it is.
Funness.
Funness.
I mean, come on.
All right, now I got to get back.
That, you know, and in fact, you know what? Darren underscore Copeland. That, and I want everyone out there to start using the term hashtag funness.
hashtag
funness.
Okay, wait a minute. What? Why can't I get back to this
video? I don't know why you can't get back to the video.
This should not be that hard.
It seems like it's...
Okay, there we go. I found it. All right, so now I'm going to...
Okay.
I'm going. Okay, keep talking. Okay. I'm putting it on our Facebook page.
So anyway, we were talking about soccer and why it's not on the television show and television because I think that that's a more important game. Listen, I understand that people like basketball, and this is definitely a Sweet 16 game between Kentucky and UCLA, but I am telling you that's that USA-Honduras game that is starting right now is a much more important game in the grand scheme of things.
Only if you actually believe that the United States is going to win out for the rest of their games and actually be able to qualify for the World Cup. Because frankly, I have no faith in them being able to do that. So
the United States is one of the only countries in the world to have qualified for every World Cup since 1994.
Well, then we're due.
I'm not saying we're due not to go in.
Yeah. The law of averages are going to catch up to you sooner or later. I mean, and frankly, I'd rather have them lose now than have them get our hopes up and go to that last game and then just choke it and not.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Our team is not good. Our team is terrible.
What?
Our team is terrible.
Our team is not terrible.
If our team was not terrible, then we wouldn't be in this position of having to win tonight's game.
That's not entirely true, man.
A good team would not be in this position, right or wrong. Yes or no?
It feels like Jurgen Klinsmann panicked. It feels to me like Jurgen Klinsmann panicked. And he was sick and tired of having the issue with the U.S. national team has been now for years the depth of outside back, like defensemen. They just don't have a lot of them, and they just can't figure out how to get enough defense behind to get a solid. You need a solid back four. You really do. Or a three, but whatever you're going to decide to do. And so he would go back between three and four because he had a lot of midfielders and not necessarily defenders. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of depth at outside defense for some reason.
Because it's America and we don't have that much talent.
No, we have the talent. DeAndre Yedlin, who plays in England, is a very fast guy who plays outside defense. All right. We have Beasley on the other side, who's our age. But he's good, and he will get stuck in. We have a couple of good center backs. John Brooks at 26 is excellent. But what happened was that Jurgen Klinsmann started tinkering with the formation and getting guys out of position because he couldn't figure out how to get midfield production. And that's what happened. Now, so they got rid of him. They probably weren't going to win either game anyway, but they shouldn't have lost 4-0 at Costa Rica.
See, why are we losing to Costa Rica?
Costa
man?
Rica made the is
their population is like 5 people and 14 goats. Why are we losing?
Well,
to
there's
a country
obviously
that small?
At least 22 people because you can't bring goats. Even though goats would be great, you know,
half-time
goalkeepers.
Show. I'll give you this. They probably have like 48 people. They're all, you know.
And they're all playing in England. I mean, no, they've just got a, they've got a good team.
It's embarrassing when the United States loses to a country that's smaller than Texas.
Really?
It is. It is.
England's smaller than Texas?
No. No, no. The whole thing?
Yes,
no, not really.
Yes. You can drive from the top of Scotland to the bottom of England in about 8 hours.
Well, when's the last time that we lost to England?
Well, I think recently.
You don't know?
Well, we haven't really played them recently.
Here's the thing. We are not good at soccer. This is one of those things where America just, we need to stay in our lane, man. Don't wander. Let England and France and all of those South American countries, let them have their thing. You know what I mean? Just let them have it. Why are we trying to take their thing?
Because we're the United States, and that's what we do.
And we don't
do.
Need it.
Yes,
we
no.
don't need it.
We don't need lots of things, man. We don't need that extra pair of Nike shoes that pump up and look exactly like, you know, the movie Back to the Future. We don't need to have you know, limousines and Uber because we drink too much liquor and now we have cars that can go around. We don't need lots of things.
You know what I
mean? But we enjoy them.
You know what I
mean?
And
we enjoy them. And I enjoy soccer. Maybe not as much as some people around here, but I enjoy soccer.
I need those tennis shoes where I just hit the tongue and it orders my pizza.
Again, something you don't need.
No, I need that.
No.
I need that.
No.
I need that more than soccer.
You enjoy. Maybe, 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 but only if you're really, really hungry.
I'm not right now.
Soccer, soccer, soccer.
Well, when we get back, explain to me why it matters.
Just makes me want to riot.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.